Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends, or sometimes starts late, but usually never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Listen up. That's not how that goes, and that's just stupid anyway. Hi, my name's Mao. This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit, bringing you the craziest out there, interesting maybe, most different kinds of music that you can enjoy that you probably never heard of on the radio. And yeah, we'll kick off the show by saying, you know, our hearts and prayers go to people of France, and you know, I hope this all gets sorted out. That's all I'm going to say. Our hearts and prayers are with you, and America prays for your speedy recovery and long-term health and happiness. Without further ado, here is some indie music. Actually, Chris DeCroce, I'm going to say DeCroce, DeCroce, that's got to be what it is. Chris DeCroce reached out to the show at Radio St. Pete and said, hey, I got some music. You want to play it? And I said, well, yeah. So he gave me a little tidbit, a little tasting of it via Dropbox, and I think in the very near future I'll be swinging by to meet up with him and grab some more of his CDs and stuff. Welcome to St. Petersburg, Mr. DeCroce. He just moved down. I think he moved here from Philly, but he might have been somewhere else. I don't know. Yeah, my brain ain't what it used to be, and it wasn't that good even when it used to be good. So, all right, here is, without further ado, here's some fresh new music on the indie circuit.
Stay back, I got a chainsaw.
Uh-oh.
Let's take a ride to California, where everything's fine in California. My Cadillac's laying on the bed, and I'm singing something she said, and her sweet one has just set me course. Don't feel like love here no more. So let's take a ride to California, where everything's fine in California. We can be happy, we won't care where we go. Just pray that the minutes go by so slow. No one on I-65
Tuesday. I'll meet you by the bus. Just a few more details to put an end to us. Called about the phone bill. And I closed the checking account. I left your key by the back porch swing. Both lights burn out. I spoke to the neighbors. You know they never complain. They said they'd pick up the mail next week. They wished us the best. She said that you were okay. She said she'd come by and check up on the place every couple of days. I saw some of your girlfriends. They said that they were in shock. They said they thought we were doing just fine. Wish things were different. I wish things could change. I wish we could have got our shit together. It's a goddamn shame. A long, long race, and we don't know what to make it of it all. Once I knelt to touch the flame when she called my name, her embers lighting up the way for me to find my open spaces. Some who gave up and took a long, hard fall. Now they just can't feel a single thing inside. Well, I gave mine to Tennessee, and then she gave some back. with a kiss she sent me off with crooked vines and open spaces. When the sun puts herself away and the wind whispers your sweet name, I'll be here just the same. So farewell to you, my friend, until we all come around again. And until then, I'll pray that you'll be alright and you're fine. Your open spaces, your open spaces. Spaces, your open spaces.
Yorga Vampire is a horror-haunted tale that will take you beyond the boundaries of shock, past the threshold of fear, into a world of the almost human.
Vampires have always fascinated me.
They should. Their intelligence is far superior to humans.
Is it true that vampires must be in their resting places before the sun rises? That if the rays of the sun hit them, they will disintegrate?
In Count Yorga Vampire, she creatures of unspeakable cravings become the mistresses of the Death Master, Count Yorga. No, this film is not of centuries past. It is a film of today. It could happen to you. Perhaps it is already happening to someone you know. Today's young people find it fascinating to dabble in the supernatural, and now they and their ladies pay the penalty in Count Yorga Vampire. See Count Yorga Vampire, rated GP, parental guidance suggested.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Ah, okay. That straightens it out. I went on chrisdicroce.net. That's C-H-R-I-S-D-I-C-R-O-C-E. And I knew, I was like, when I said Philadelphia, I knew that was wrong, because I remember he told me he was in Nashville. He was Philadelphia born. I remember that because I grew up in the Lehigh Valley, which is in, you know, Pennsylvania native. But I did not stop off at Nashville. I just came right to Florida. And so welcome. And that's awesome. So yeah, go check out chrisdicroce.net. And if I'm saying that wrong, sorry, Chris. I butcher the English language like no one's business. The songs I played on the other side of the break there were from 2011. Songs from Before was the EP. It was called, I played California, Open Spaces, and Last Letter. So, not in that order. I played California, then Last Letter, then Open Spaces. Don't ask me why I'm wacky that way. I'm nutty. I can't be stopped. I can be stopped quite easily. In fact, people say stop, and I go, all right, I'll stop. Maybe I should need some more stick-to-itiveness and fight for my right to party, as they say, or they don't say. Boy, well, you know what? Summer's officially over. Winter's hit today. Today, winter hit. It's only like in the 70s. So I look forward to summer picking back up I think, Monday. So we have a day and a half of winter. Everyone dig out their sweater. And this will be going away immediately. And, boo. So sad. What can I do? What can I tell you? You know. That's the life we live here in the wacky world of Florida.
Hey. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
I don't know whether to sink or to swim. I cannot comprehend the shape that I'm in. I've been protected from all of the rules. And now they want me playing the game.
Danger, danger, danger. sun. We are waiting for the sun. The sun. For the sun. We are waiting for the sun.
To do the binds.
People seem to like me because I am polite and I'm rarely late. I like to eat ice cream and I really enjoy a nice pair of slacks.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I will go. Hey, go. And why don't you go to these new places that you can go check out our musings, as it were.
Oh.
If you like the way we speak, you might really love the way we type and write.
Oh, you mean our blogs?
We both have blogs that you should go to early and often.
Aren't we clever young men?
Boy, I'll tell you what, though. Yours is, like, crazy popular. What?
People love comics, man. Destination Nightmare, comic book blog.
So what's the
people love them.
Yeah, what's the web address? How do they get
there? www.creatforever.com or just Google Destination Nightmare blog, and there's a thousand postings on there with a thousand comic book stories.
And yours is the top. top one on that search because it's amazing. Like,
yeah, there's a lot
so
of
much traffic. Mine, not so popular, but
you're
hey.
Starting.
I'm starting out.
You're the little engine that could.
I'm hoping. Mine's called the Wannabe Hot Rodder. So,
yes.
What is it? www.thewannabehotrodder.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
I don't know if the does in front of it. Ugh. See, I don't know. I just write the post.
Just Google it. You'll find it. It's on there.
I've done it before.
And you can go to my Destination Nightmare blog, and you can find the Wannabe Hot Rodder and
just
all that.
Just links.
Stuff. And the Creature Feature and all our stuff.
There's just links everywhere. So, yeah, why don't you go check out those blogs if you're sitting in a cube farm somewhere, toiling away under the oppression of the whip and the thumb.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe it'll brighten your day.
The man, dude.
Yeah, man, bringing you down.
Buddy, are you okay?
I'm not that far from dragging you out of the car and beating you into dust.
You should work up to that. Kind of leaves you nowhere to go.
That was a four shot of one of the hardest working bands I know. And also the coolest guys I know. They are in the middle of a whirlwind tour. And they are busting their butts and really playing some great stuff. This is a brand new CD that just came out. Love Lost for Bloodlust from Bob Goblin. So I would ask you, go to bobgoblin.com and, you know, get the digital download for whatever you want to pay. Oh my God, how about that? Name your price. I'd give them a couple bucks because, as I said, they're the hardest working band I know. Really a great bunch of guys. So super cool to work with. Can't say enough good about them. So give them your love and give them some of your cash because they need it. Everyone needs it. These hardworking bands they're busting their butts trying to keep afloat, and it's tough, but they are doing a great job. They are playing some great music, so give them some love.
Illinois Nazis. I hate Illinois Nazis.
チャイニーズレストランで、なんでか知らんけど、まあ、くじみたいなのがあるわけですけれどもね、そこに私、なんか、頑張ることを頑張り続けなさいって書いてあって、ちょっとショックっていうか、もう何をしたらいいのだろうかみたいな、よくわからんみたいな、そういう感じなんですよ。We'll be right back. 私やりたくないのにこんなことやらされてるんだよ。ポッドキャストとかも知らんし、みたいな話なんですけど、っていうか、何このフォーチュクッキーしか食べられないっていう、この、は?を聞いてあなたは普段より数倍賢くなるでしょう。このポッドキャストを聞くとあなたは脳が退化します。
Oh groovy baby. Yeah.
That was Lulu's Marble with La 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 Love, Candy and Thrill Machine, and I mixed in a whole bunch of my exchange student talking Japanese.
Oh! You freaking idiot!
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
You know, if only there was a place to go for hours and hours and hours and hours of entertainment. For free.
For free? Nothing's free.
If only there was such a place. Wait, hold on. I have a thought coming into my pea brain. There is such a place.
No, really, for free.
For free. Go to bunchofdorks.com. There, you're going to find three, count them, three podcasts.
What? Wow, pod, you mean people talking and stuff?
Talking into your ear holes and fulfilling your lives and making you think about things, like deep, meaningful
That's
things.
Amazing.
Yeah, so go to bunchofdorks.com and click on any one of the three awesome buttons. What are those buttons, Dr. Morbius?
Well, the Slow Robot, a Go-Go, which is, I think is a movie thing, isn't it? Like B-movies?
It's all B-movies all the time. And then, other things.
And then there's Two Dimension, the comic book podcast with no direction. Which
it's all filled with comic books and other things.
And no directions.
And directionless.
So you might get lost.
So send them a compass in the mail. They would enjoy it.
And then there's Bunch of Dorks.
The longest running podcast in the history of the known universe.
It's like a hub of entertainment.
It is a hub of entertainment for your ears.
Wow.
Okay.
And other parts.
And other parts. So, go to bunchofdorks.com and click on the buttons and laugh your days away as you slave away in your cube farms.
And now, with fuzzy dice.
Nice.
Why me? Every time Metzler says lead, follow, or get out of the way, I get out of the way.
Yeah, when he says that, you're not supposed to choose get out of the way. It's supposed to embarrass you into leading or at least following.
That doesn't embarrass me.
Hey, horror fans. Here comes the most terrifying motorcycle horror film ever made. Werewolves on Wheels is the ghoulish story of a wild motorcycle gang lost in the desert, mocking the supernatural. One by one, they die. Unnatural, unbelievable deaths. See Werewolves on Wheels in color. The chiller thriller from the Fanfare Corporation. Rated R. It's a hair-raising experience.
So cha-cha-cha. And this is called a blah-blah cha-cha-cha.
The Legend of Frankenstein once again brings terror and nightmare to the screen in Lady Frankenstein. Joseph Cotten is Baron Frankenstein.
But his face!
Devil with his face, I don't care what he looks like. I want him to live.
Sarah Bay is Lady Frankenstein.
That is what they call your father's life's work, a monster, and they're right.
They are not right!
She's beautiful, she's evil, and she'll do anything for love.
Would you like to have my body bend to you? Would you like to make love to me?
She creates a new, more terrifying monster. And only the monster she creates can satisfy her strange desires. Using her beauty and her scalpel, she cuts deeply into men's hearts.
Yes, you're right. Kill it.
There has never been a movie like Lady Frankenstein.
Rated R.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel. And a clean pair of shorts.
All right, that was Petty Buka from Dancing with Petty Buka. I played, what did I play? Petty Bukaloo, blah, 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 cha, cha, cha. And Perhaps, 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 which is one of my favorite songs. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't play Petty Bukaloo. I played Shoujo G, The Hungry Raccoon, which the 5678s do an awesome rendition of that. Okay, our time is running out here. I want to give a special thanks and a shout-out to Chris DeCroce. I'm saying it like Jim Croce. Jim DeCroce? I hope that's right. If not, I will make a correction when I meet him and say and grab some of the CDs from him. But yeah, awesome music. Welcome to Tampa Bay. Welcome to the indie circuit. I know our fans will love your music, and thanks again for contacting me. If you're somebody out there that makes music, and you're like, I could be on that show, get a hold of me. ZENBONE at hotmail.com and say something like, your show. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening to the indie circuit. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.